Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started.
12 steps to consistent 5 to 7K months online coaching. In this video, I'm going to walk you through the steps between 0 and 2K per month, 2 and 4K per month, and 4 up to 7K months consistently. Myself and my team inside our Coaching Concierge program help coaches achieve this week by week, many of whom doubt that it's even possible. This is a very high level, but I want you to stick with me. And as I go through each point, if one of them resonates to you more than any other, I want you to go into the comments below and just put the number that you're going to commit to working on. This will be great from an accountability perspective, but guess what? It's also going to help me a lot more. Because if you put down that number and I see many numbers of the same number inside the comments, I'll know I need to produce more content on that subject. And then that's going to benefit you. So as I go through this, whatever point relates to you the most, put it down and then I'll produce more content around that and it'll hold you accountable and I hope it'll take you to the next level. So let's start. I'm going to kind of talk about these 0 to 2K brackets really, but any of these, if you're at the 3 to 5K right now and you want to get to 5 to 7, then I want you to listen to each of these points in order and go, wow, I'm doing okay right now, but if I double down on what he's just talked about, I know that it would make my business better. So point number one, if you're never really into digital marketing and business, you won't really have heard of offer or product, okay? The thing in any business that you have to get right is the thing that you're going to be selling. And a lot of online coaches just say, I'm selling online coaching. And they post videos of them training and sporadic results of different types of people. And the people that are following them have no idea what you're doing. Your offer is the thing that makes you unique. I help a certain type of person achieve XYZ. Then your content relates to that. You know, I help fitness professionals take their passion and purpose and build a successful and fulfilling business. So ultimately, if you see that in my bio and then you go down my page, you see evidence that we do it. You see content and you see videos and photos all relating to who we help, how we help them with more content for you to learn, build trust, and a relationship with me and my brand. Our product, Coaching Concierge, and our offer is the thing that we are saying, our promise to you that we will solve. So anybody coming in who's under 7K per month, our promise is that we'll help you build the foundations and systems of your business to achieve consistent 5 to 7K months. That's our offer. That's our product. Our scaling offer is where we help coaches who are running 10K plus build the systems and the team structure to be able to scale up to 50K plus per month. So we have two separate offers. So your offer and your product is the thing that you're ultimately selling, and it's not online coaching. I don't sell business coaching. I sell a solution. And if you haven't got that right to start with, point number one is you have to get that right, which means you have to identify what is your unique skill set. What is the target audience that you are going for? And it doesn't want to be too tight and niche if you're very new to the fitness industry. It wants to be slightly broader to the point of, you know, I help men do X, Y, Z and build their confidence, help women lose weight. And then your content needs to actually be very, very clear that you do that thing. And moving on to point number two is your content and your brand. You should be so proud of the presentation that you're giving. You know, whenever I do my videos, I'm very assertive, I'm very confident, I'm very certain, but my brand is smart, minimalistic, and professional. Professional. So I have very high quality videos, I have very high quality events, I have a very well drilled team, a very systemized business, and people know that. And that's my brand. All through my years as a physique coach, the quality of the result, 99% of the time, it was either stage shots or high quality photos in the gym or before and after photo shoots, photo shoot quality. The standard has got to be very, very high of your content and the clarity within your brand. And that comes back to your offer and your product. There needs to be certainty, there needs to be quality, and there needs to be a brand guidelines and an actual set brand. When I come on your page, I know, wow, that is X. You can see their standard, you can see their content, you can see their message. If it's all over the place, it's just pictures of you training, pictures of you and your partner, you know, pictures of your dog, you know, a bit of you training. It's just documenting your life. It's not actually presenting a brand. Number three, service and five star, nothing less. If you want to charge more as your career develops, you've got to have the highest level of service. That doesn't mean just providing a really good program. It means if you think about going to a five-star hotel, and I encourage every coach that I ever work with to go and stay at five-star hotels, travel as frequently as you possibly can in quality to see how people are spoken to. It's so important to actually look at the customer service from the minute that you get on a train or a plane or arrive at a hotel, and they don't leave any stone unturned. In your business, are you leaving stones unturned? Are your customers unsure of what they need to do next? Is the quality of the presentation of the programming, the nutrition, the website that you've got, is it low quality or higher quality? Are your clients actually all achieving results consistently? If they're not, then you need to look at your five-star service. These three things right at the early stages. Now, it doesn't need to be month one, month two, month three, month four, but you need to have a clear offer, quality content and quality brand with clarity over your message. And then you are picking up your first three clients. Number four is you're picking up your first clients to get you from naught to 2K. You'll obsess over trying to get them off your Instagram and trying to get them from your Facebook. And you'll be sitting there thinking, I'm waiting for people to come to me. No, they are in your immediate network. Your friends, your family, your brother's friends, your sister's friends, your auntie's friends, your phone book, your email database, old PT clients, current PT clients wanting to upgrade to online. That is where you're going to find your first 0 to 2K's worth of revenue. Yes, you may get the occasional person communicating with you on Instagram, but everything's going to come from your immediate network. That's 2K of stable income coming in. 7 to 10 clients is your immediate network, right? £200 to £300 per month. Number five is consistency. Here's the issue. The quality of the message, the clarity of the brand, the consistency of your content, that lets you down. The next stages in increasing your revenue is to do it behind closed doors. What I mean by that is people are not going to pat you on the back. People are not going to say well done on a day-to-day basis. In the long run, you're going to get a thank you and a well done from the people that pay you and join your coaching program. But when you start to become inconsistent and it starts to become hard to create content every single day, that's when your business will dip if you don't show up every single day. Number six, from everybody that you brought on initially, for the first 28 to 90 days, you must start getting results, whether or not they're saying that you're doing a great job, whether or not they are posting on their stories and you're sharing it, whether there are some visible results. It doesn't matter. You need to showcase that you're getting results with people. You have to present results. Now, when I pointed out point number four about getting immediate clients in your immediate community, that will get you your first six, seven, eight, nine clients. Then you've got to get results with them and you've got to show up every day, single day with your content. And then you've got to start having conversations with your target audience. Look, if you're going to make money and you're not very well known and you're going to get clients so that you can build your reputation, so you can present results, so that this snowball effect can happen, you're going to have to start having conversations with people. For so many people, conversations suck. It's like door knocking. You didn't become a personal trainer to have to talk to every person on the treadmill, but that's what you got to do to get clients. Well, if you're transitioning from PT to online, get used to it. You're going to be talking to people on the treadmill again, and it's going to be boring and it's going to be frustrating, but you do it over and over and over and over again. And there are ways in being able to have conversations that actually end up in book clients. It's an actual system that you can learn. Number eight, you have to become very good at sales, because when you start having conversations, this is where we're moving into this kind of like 2 to 4K bracket. You've got to become relentless at learning how to do sales, because if you're booking calls, if you're having people that want to work with you, then you have to improve your sales skills. If you improve your sales skills, you won't need to have as many booked calls. But if you improve your sales calls and you have a lot of booked calls, you will make a lot more money. Number nine, retention, massive. You have to keep the clients that you originally signed on, those immediate network, immediate community friends of yours in your network and friends and family that you worked with, you need to keep them. Because if when you get to 2K to 3K, you have a mass exodus of 80% of your clients, you're going to be down to £500 a month. So we have to work on retention. We have to work on service and systems. And then you need to add these systems in. Because if you're now starting to get a little bit busier, 5K, 5.5K, you're getting busier, you're going to be taking up a lot of time onboarding people, you're going to be taking a lot of time doing payment processing, you're going to spend a lot of time putting programs together and nutrition plans together. Then you need systems. to make things more efficient and make things a lot more streamlined. Number 11, you've got to get more paid in fulls. You've got to get a lot more people paying for your service 3 to 4 months in advance, which means you need to not only learn how to be better at doing that, you need to be able to justify it. You know, 1, 2, 3K, you try and do that, but generally you've not got the social proof to be able to say, this is what I do. When you get up to 5 or 6K, that's when you're like, look, this is what I do. Here's who I work with. This is the cost. This is the price. That's when you can start collecting £700, £800, £900 per client for the full program that they are buying into. And then finally, you have to then start scaling your conversations. If you're speaking to 20 to 30 people in your inbox, you have to go to 40 to 50 to 60. If you're doing 50, you got to go to 60 to 70, 80 inbox or messages every single day to actually start scaling the conversations you have. At this point, you're thinking, what about Facebook ads? What about Facebook groups? What about running this? What about running that? What I've talked you through right now is nailing the offer and the product, the content, the clarity on your brand, the service to be 5-star, the consistency or getting your first few clients through community, consistency, sharing and showcasing results, starting to build conversations inside your social media platforms, driving the skill of sales, retaining your customers to keep your cash flow, building systems to get you time back, get more paid up front. And then when all this is working, you then scale the conversations you have. You don't need to start looking at other stuff. You scale the thing that's working very, very well that's bringing in customers. Now, of course, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Each one of those, please put in the comments, which one are you going to work on the most? Give me some feedback. Which is the area that you're finding a struggle? Comment 7, found it hard. I will create more content on that. But I'm telling you right now, at the high level, if you go through each of these 12 points, you've recorded them all down, and you know that 1, 2, or 3 of those are your weak link, that's your stepping stone towards consistent 5 to 7K months. Now, you can watch this video. You can listen to this on iTunes and go, well, I've got the blueprint from Mark now, but I'm going to say this to you. You can save yourself a lot of time because each one of those 12 areas, we have a full system of education and the accountability and support and the mentorship alongside it. So no guesswork. We can decide exactly what you need. We can then teach you exactly how to do each single step. And then you could be the next person getting to 5 to 7K and then scaling. Whereas the person that just watches this video and tries to go alone will be exactly the same place in 6 to 12 months time. So if you want our help, click the link in the description if you're watching this on YouTube right now, and it'll take you through straight to the website. Send me a DM or click the link in my bio if you're listening to this on iTunes right now. You can go straight to my Instagram and click the link in my bio, or send me a DM that you're looking for some help and I'll put you in touch with the team. This is 12 steps to consistent 5 to 7K months. If you're watching this on YouTube, please click like and subscribe. If you're listening to this on iTunes, head over to Instagram, give this a share, help more trainers, coaches worldwide achieve fulfilling, successful, and happy careers. For now, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.